and just to let you guys know of some of the things that are have been taking place recently in the news. November 24th in Indonesia, Indonesian authorities raised the alert status for one of the country's most active volcanoes to the highest level Sunday after the mountain repeatedly sent hot clouds of gas down its slope following a series of eruptions in recent days. Things like the volcanoes, earthquakes taking place, large typhoons, of course. Unfortunately, the people in the Philippines have been affected by that. Some say it's been man-made. Some say it isn't. You know, of course, we all know who the ones that say that it isn't. But, you know, when technology is so readily available for so many people, like Dutch Sense on YouTube, you're able to detect and pick up different frequencies and radio waves or microwave waves being inputted in storms and sort of guiding its course over particular areas and regions. But nonetheless, you look at all of the different things that are taking place, the heavy activity that is going on in our skies and the heavens. You know, the talk of Comet Ison, we touched on it last week's show, which Professor Backman, hopefully we'll be able to dive into that just a little bit more because we did cover that for an hour last week. New islands are starting to arise. There was a huge earthquake. I think it was off the coast of Palestine, not Palestine, but Pakistan, somewhere over there in the Middle East, and several islands started to erase out of the ocean. Another case just happened recently as well, where there was a huge volcano underwater that created a new island. So many different things are going on in our earth that are really pretty significant signs that we're close to the end times. Joining me all the way from Mexico, Alexander Backman. Now, with all of the recent news of the quote unquote birth pangs that the earth is going through, we're talking about earthquakes, volcanoes, the storms that have taken place, hurricanes, typhoons, famine in different parts of the world. Earthquakes are happening at just diverse places, as the scriptures tells us. Tornadoes just last week ripped through the Midwest here in the United States. People said there were reports of like 40 to 50 tornadoes that touched down. I mean, this is crazy right now. What are your thoughts on some of the things that are taking place right now before we go to break?
Well, that's very interesting. I mean, when we talk about earth changes, it's a definite sign that something is triggering all of this. And I do believe that all this is part of a cycle process where we're being affected by some outer body over there, out there in space, that's affecting the sun and in turn affecting the electromagnetics and the core of the earth. But when we talk about, many people don't know this, but you spoke about this. I mean, on the 28th of September and through September, we had a series of seven quakes, all in the seven range. We had the Anwar quake, where a new island was formed out of on the coast of Pakistan. We have the new island outside of Japan forming right now. I mean, these continents, land masses are coming out of the ocean. We have a volcano under the Arctic ice sheet right now erupting. We have Yellowstone entering into a massive state of activity right now at this moment, just yesterday. And then we have 3.4 volcanic vents in the Pacific Ocean alone, according to NASA. 3.4 million volcanoes are spewing out gas on the bottom of the Pacific Ocean right now.
Wow.
So that's affecting that's releasing a massive amount of CO2. That's going up, changing the temperature of the earth, changing the ocean, and changing the entire ecosystem. That's why we're having this global climate change. But it's not that it's man-made. It's because it's the volcanoes that are just out of control. So the earth is in a process where it's expanding. There's a new tectonic plate that was birthed just this year in Indonesia between the Indo-Australian fault line. So definitely the earth is expanding like a bread inside an oven, so it's growing. It's growing. It's expanding. It's forming new tectonic plates. And this is a process. It always has happened. But now with the instantaneity of the information, where we can get information like at lightning speed, it definitely, I mean, just triggers a lot of bells out there.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And then when we come back, Alexander, I want to ask you some updates about Comet Ison that you can provide to my listeners. I'm Sean Anthony. You are listening to Flow of Wisdom Radio. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Luke 21:25. Welcome back to Flow of Wisdom Radio. I'm your host, Sean Anthony. My guest joining me all the way from Mexico, Professor Alexander Backman. Professor Backman, last week we discussed Comet Ison. And, of course, this is a moving object that's in our solar system. I want you to give us an update on Comet Ison and where we are with this phenomenon in the sky.
Sure. Comet Ison just entered the constellation of Libra. Now, Libra means to pay the just price, okay? That's why Libra has two scales. One scale is what Jesus paid for our sins at the cross, and the other scale means what humankind cannot even manage to pay. So we're not worthy enough to pay to get out of this mess called planet Earth. So only Jesus can atone for our sins at the cross at Calvary. That's what it means. Right now, Ison, the comet of the century, is hurling towards the sun, towards November 28th, Thanksgiving, at 184,733 miles per hour. That's very fast right now. It's going to get faster. It's going to go all the way up to 800,000 miles per hour, according to estimates, as it does its perihelion in just 4 days. So it's going to go super fast, and then it's going to go around the sun through Scorpio and then back out into its orbit out into outer space. It's not going to hit the Earth. There's a lot of people in chatter. They're going to increase the chatter of disinfo on the Internet. It's going to hit the Earth, and it's going to fragment, and we're all going to die. That's not true. That's a big, big lie. Okay, so don't fall for all those people saying that it's the end of the world because Ison is doing its thing. No, this is a beautiful event, though. Yes, it's a sign. I do believe that comets bring signs. We've already proven that. So, conclusively, I think Ison is a beautiful, beautiful event in our time in order to observe it, because we have so many instruments up in outer space. The space agencies of many countries have instruments. We have SOHO, STEREO. We have many, many instruments watching as it goes through perihelion. So it's going to be very interesting to watch that telemetry in outer space and be witnesses, all of us, of incredible things in the stars. So I believe that Ison is a message that the coming of the Son of Man is very soon. I don't know how soon. I can point you towards a possible day, but it would require for me to give you a basis. But that's basically what we have with Ison. Now, on the 21st of November, which is 3/7, there were 7 volcanic eruptions here on planet Earth simultaneously in one day in 6 different nations.
Wow.
So that is just amazing. when we see all these things, we have more than 260 volcanoes on the surface of the Earth currently erupting right now.
Yeah.
So those are definite signs that the Earth is quaking in diverse places, that there will be volcanic events all around the world, and that for those that have not woken up to this, we're definitely in the birth pangs. Those are called the birth pangs. I mean, the Earth is really in terrible travail right now, giving birth to what, right? Okay, a new age, a new system, whatever you want to call it, it is happening right now. We're going through a tremendous transformation period.
Absolutely. Well, his website is alexanderbackman.com. That's alexanderbackman.com. Check out his website. Check out his archive, published articles, a wealth of information. Alexander has agreed to stay on for hour two for the next segment, because I do have a couple of more questions I would like Professor Backman to ask. And if you're listening and you want to chime in on the conversation, I'll get you involved in the second hour. Again, that toll-free number is 1-877-300-7645. That's 877-300-7645. And again, my website is flowofwisdom.com. And also, you know, the podcasts are always available for you on GCNlive.com. That's the Genesis Communications Radio Network. We're going to take a quick break and come back 6 minutes past the top of the hour after you hear your news and information. And we'll get back into this discussion with my guest, Professor Alexander Backman. I'm Sean Anthony, reminding you always to live life, get wisdom, and let it flow.